97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Good morning to you. Welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show. We are happy you're with us this morning. Not quite the downpour we had at this hour yesterday. Roads are still a little damp, though, a little misty out there this morning. Let's hope that Susan Thomas has an easier morning today, both technologically and on the roads.
I'll be honest. Yesterday, I had a little scary moment this morning. I'm telling you, I was not driving fast. But I started hydroplaning a little bit.
Oh, and wow.
It was very scary. I was getting on to 270, and that was what scared me the most, was that I it wasn't like I was going really fast. But I think it's time to look at the tread on my tires, because I know that can be a factor, right, is if your tread's not really up to snuff.
That is true, but even, I mean, if there's enough standing water, it can happen anyway.
Right.
So, I mean, if you were doing an excessive amount of speed, then... Because you were on your way to work, just admit it.
Do you call like 110 excessive? I feel like that's pretty slow, right?
Oh, my gosh. You know,
no, not okay?
I hate to be a Karen, but can I just tell you, and no offense to all you Karens out there, whose real name is Karen. I'm driving home yesterday. I'm on 6440 going down through the Chesterfield Valley. And, you know, it was raining. And, I was doing about 65, probably, roughly through there. I think the speed limit's 60. I was probably exceeding it slightly. And the traffic in front of me was in the middle lane. I needed to get around them because I was doing 65 and they weren't. So I got into the left lane to go around them. And this truck flew up on me and rode my bumper. It took me a little while to get around them because I wasn't going to go any faster because it was pouring rain. And when I finally got around them, I was barely over into the middle lane before this guy almost took my bumper off flying past me. And, you know, you can't fix stupid, but when you drive a company truck with your company's name on the side of it and a phone number, it's probably best not to drive like a complete ass.
So what did that conversation sound like that you had yesterday?
I called. I asked for... The guy that answered the phone, listen, do your people drive white pickup trucks with racks on the back of them? And he goes, yes, we do. I'm like, well, one of them's doing about 80 or 85 in driving rain on Highway 40 and almost took my bumper off. I'm so sorry about that. They were really apologetic, but I'm like, listen, why would you drive like that if you're driving a company car with your name on the side of it? Just completely dumb.
Well, a lot of the, I don't know if it's just the 18-wheelers, but aren't there like speed caps? That's probably not the best way to describe it, but they can only go so fast.
Yeah.
It will not allow them to go over.
There are governors on some of the big rigs, for sure, but probably not, you know, pickup trucks with company names on the side of them, but yeah.
Interesting. You know I want to ask what company, but.
It's because they were nice.
It's for the best that you don't out them, because you know what? I'm sure that happens to a lot of people, and it wouldn't be fair just to call that company out over this.
Right. And it's not the company's fault. They just got a driver that needs to be reined in a little bit, because at that point, you're endangering other people's lives, and that's liability for the company. So my suspicion is they probably took care of that problem pretty quickly.
Hopefully. You kind of wonder how often does that actually
get translated to the person? Trying to get the guy in fired or anything, but just like a phone call like, hey, it's pouring rain, slow down.
Did you
say? Because the nature of the company that was on the side of the truck was not a company you'd need in an emergency situation. So there was no good excuse for why the guy was driving that fast. Like, he wasn't rushing to a job site. That just wasn't the situation. So anyway.
Did you call and say, hey, this is Karen Cox?
I said, do you know who I am? No, I did not. I did not. I should not have. That wasn't the point. It was just for safety reasons. There was just no reason to be driving that fast. That's just dumb. That's what that is. All right. Guess what? Today is the 24th day of September. Voting starts today. Believe it or not, this far out from November 5th, you can request absentee ballots if you have a legitimate reason to think this far out that you will not be able or available to vote on November 5th. you can request an absentee ballot. No excuse voting absentee goes into effect, I think, October 22nd. So it's going to be another month before you can go for just no reason, except for the fact that you don't want to vote on Election Day and vote early. I'm not saying don't do that, but it'll be October 22nd before you can do that. Right now, you can only request an absentee ballot if you have a reason. You have a disability, you can't get to the polls, you know right now you're going to be out of town that week. Those are some of the legitimate reasons. We're going to talk to Rick Stream here a little later in the next hour just to kind of flesh that out for you a little bit, right? So you know what the rules are, and that applies no matter which county you're in. It's just state law says you can start voting early absentee today. So Rick's going to lay out some of those rules just so you're clear on it. And we'll talk to him about 6:20 this morning. Got Todd Pyro, got our friend Mark Walters. And we're going to talk more about this assassination attempt on Donald Trump. The guy was in jail yesterday, and something pretty amazing happened yesterday as a result of that. And pretty shocking, to be honest with you. And we'll talk more about that for you coming up here as well. By the way, I am working on the voter guide. I am probably halfway done with it, and I'm hoping to have it out before the end of this week. So given the fact that we're already able to request absentee ballots, you're going to have to get them mailed to you probably. So we still have a few days here till people actually have their ballots in hand. I should have that out by the end of the week and published up on the Facebook page, and then you can download it, because I do get asked that question quite often. All right, Carl, let's get to our top stories, please.
Let's try this.
All right.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
We must defeat Comrade Kamala Harris, and we must stop her country-destroying liberal agenda once and for all.
Yeah, Donald Trump was on fire yesterday up in Pennsylvania. And I just have to say, I thought he made some really great points yesterday. And a couple of them are going to appeal to people who are blue-collar workers in Pennsylvania.
I have a message for the people of Lebanon. Israel's war is not with you. It's with Hezbollah.
I have been mispronouncing that word for years. Hezbollah. I've been calling it Hezbollah. Hezbollah.
I'm still going Hezbollah.
Hezbollah. I like how Netanyahu says it, and I like what he did yesterday because he bombed the living hell out of them.
This young man, I do want you to know we forgive you, baby. But you did destroy my family, and I know God gonna deal with you.
Pretty amazing interview yesterday with the wife of Officer David Lee, who was killed by an illegal alien drunk driver this weekend. And the story just keeps getting worse.
Regardless who's here today didn't give the death sentence. A jury of his peers give the death sentence, and a judge didn't. It's been upheld through the courts.
Thank you, Governor Parson. I'll just have to tell you, this Marcellus Williams case, he is scheduled to be put to death about 13 hours from now. I think 6 p.m. tonight is when they are scheduled to put him to death. The appeals have, to my knowledge, at least at the state level, the appeals have now been exhausted. The ridiculous, never-ending appeals have been exhausted.
Well, and that's why it is so incredibly expensive to have somebody on death row, because there are so many appeals. It is now up to the U.S. Supreme Court, which they rarely act on something like this. So it sounds like that is going to move forward tonight.
Well, I get it that you want to be absolutely sure
100%.
That the person you're killing or has been given the death penalty by a jury of his peers is guilty of what they have convicted them of. But here's the problem with this. None of the people pushing for this guy to now get off this charge were there when it happened. They weren't at his original trial. They didn't hear any of the evidence against him. Marcellus Williams is guilty as hell. I covered this story as a reporter for Channel 4. I covered the the family, her husband, I remember interviewing her husband who was crying. I believe, if memory serves me correct, he might have been the one that found her, but she was stabbed 37 times. Mm-hmm. And then this guy, when they caught him, had her laptop, which he had stolen, in the car with him. So everything about it pointed to Marcellus Williams as the guilty party, including the two witnesses who testified at his trial who are now dead. And they all want to claim that he's innocent because racism.
Well, and they were saying
all these years later,
they were saying how they didn't find his DNA on the knife it was used. And the attorneys were saying, well, you know, there is this thing, and I don't think a lot of people realize this. It's called a glove.
Ask O.J. Simpson.
And sometimes well, criminals are thinking clearly enough that they might wear a glove to, I don't know, not get their DNA on the murder weapon. I don't know much background about this case other than what I've read. This happened far before my time at KMOV. But yeah, it seems like the evidence points to him.
Well, I appreciated what Parson said about it yesterday. We're going to talk more about that this morning. Right now, Carl, let's get to our national anthem, please.
Christina Aguilera.
All right. All right. Spread the word. Spread the word. We are now officially live on Rumble. It worked yesterday. It worked again today. You can join us on there since we are still in the middle of a Facebook live blackout, apparently. I checked in on it today. It said you still can't go live for 16 more days. I thought it was 20 days total, but it was 20 days from the day I looked at it.
Oh, my gosh.
So they must have banned me for like 40 days or something. I don't know. But it says 16 more days before you can take the show live. Now, you know, I don't really care, except we do have a steady group of people who like to tune in on the Facebook chat. So once we can go live again, we'll try to do it. I've appealed this every way I can think of, and these idiots at Facebook just don't respond to you. They don't have an easy way for you to communicate with them, and there's not a person you can talk to, and there's just nothing you can do. But we are up on Rumble, the Mark Cox Morning Show on Rumble.
All one word.
It's all one. There's no spaces there. And that's operator error on my part, but it's easy enough to find.
Mark with a
and,
C.
You can find it because people are. We've already got 30 people watching this morning. You can get involved in the live chat there,
which is
pretty easy. Yeah. Thank you, Carl.
Yeah. Well, I don't want someone to come back. Mark, you said.
Yeah, you do have to sign in, but you know, it didn't cost anything to sign up for it, so it's just not really costing you anything. Carl, by the way, I have to ask, how was Pitbull? Welcome back, by the way.
He was fine. He was fantastic, as a matter of fact. T-Pain was good. Kim, you would have loved the show. You
oh, really?
Every song.
T-Pain yes. was there? Okay.
T-Pain opened and then sang with Pitbull, too.
Any of these people know P. Diddy?
It's a fair question.
I don't think so.
No.
Well, we might find out in a matter of weeks.
Yes,
I think a lot more is going to be unveiled.
P. Diddy's going to die.
Well, that might be something.
He's on suicide watch.
I was going to say he's on suicide watch. You know, T-Pain is one of those singers. Mark, I know you're a huge T-Pain fan, so I'm sure you know this, but he is known for auto-tuning his voice. And then he went on that show,
Masked Singer,
right? Thank you, where they're quite literally wearing a mask. You don't know who it is. And he won, and he was fantastic.
He wasn't using auto-tune, and no one knew what his real voice
sounded like. And no one knew he could really sing. I mean, he's a fantastic singer. When you take out the auto-tune.
I'll take your word for it.
We've had him doing the national anthem, and you're like, oh, that's a good version.
Yeah.
Sure. T-Pain.
T-Pain.
I've always said, bring the pain. Bring it.
He said, Pitbull. Like the way you said, T-Pain, Pitbull.
Pitbull.
Pit.
I said yesterday, Carl went to see
Pit of Bulls.
And it was great.
And our friend Smitty was listening yesterday, and he wanted to know where you were, and I told him you went to see Pitbull, and he goes, oh, I'm sorry. Because he and I probably agree on music
a
lot.
That doesn't mean it wasn't a good time.
I'm sure it was a good time. Did your wife go?
No.
No, Nicole did not go?
I dragged her last time. I was not going to drag her this time.
Well, you dressed up last time.
I did. I would have won
what?
The costume.
Pitbull.
I'll show you.
Oh, my gosh. I need to see a picture. You should post that online.
I should. I did 2 years ago.
You should
do it again. Resurface
yeah,
it.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Coming up, we'll get to Kim on a Whim in just a minute. Stay tuned.
Kim on a Whim.
Kim on a Whim is proudly brought to you by Missouri Brush Control. Enjoy your land the way you've always dreamed of. Learn more at MissouriBrushControl.com.
You know, Mark, you and I have talked a lot on this show about homelessness, right? And the issue that it is here in the St. Louis area, of course it's everywhere, but St. Louis in particular, we need to figure out what the heck the solution is.
It's the unhoused.
It's funny you say that, because I'm going to find headlines to write for news, and that is exactly part of the headline that I read on KMOV this morning, talking about this new program to help, as according to KMOV, the unhoused. But it's interesting, because what they're going to do is they're going to start paying the homeless people to work. So as part of this, they can earn money cleaning the parks here and beautifying the city streets. They're going to get cash payments. And then as part of this program, they're going to try to help them transition to a stable job. I actually think at least that's a step in the right direction. Is that going to be what ultimately works? I'm not really sure.
No.
But that, to me, at least I can get on board with, of trying to encourage people to actually work.
This is the problem with low information government employees. They're do-gooders, is what they are. They want to do things that make them feel good, but they don't think these things through to their logical end. People aren't homeless because they want to be homeless. They're homeless because of drug addiction and other mental health problems that have led them to this point in life.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a matter of, well, if you would just work harder, you could have a house and you wouldn't be unhoused. Most of these people don't want to be housed. They're in the situation they're in, and they may be desperate. I'm not saying they don't need help with food or shelter, but just giving them a place to stay and thinking you're going to convince them to go get a job is not the solution for 95%
of them. Well, I think a county in Colorado that's just south of Denver, I think they have figured out a solution, and it would be very interesting to adopt that here. Listen to what they've done. It's a simple 3-word message that has had a dramatic effect on the homelessness issue there in street begging.
3 words?
3 words.
Can
you
I
wanna,
guess?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Get a job.
That might work too, Mark Cox, but that's not what these signs say that are posted throughout the county. These flyers have been handed out, signs that read, "Handouts don't help." Okay, but it goes beyond that. What it does is it says, "Handouts don't help," and then it says, "Give safely through DouglasHasHeart.org. This is Douglas County where this is happening. And then it has information on this number you can call. For help, call Heart, your compassionate law enforcement team at such and such and such. So to me, I think that's smart, because what this county commissioner in that area saw was, okay, if people are known to give out money, right? They roll their window down when they're at the stoplight and they give them a buck. The people talk, okay? The homeless people see that is a corner you want to be at. And guess what's going to happen? It's like if you put out a piece of bread for the birds, guess what? One bird turns into 50 and there's a swarm around you because they all want the piece of bread that you have in your hand, right?
And
they're hoping you're going to be coming back the next day or dropping more bread for them. So
you just made a Mary Poppins reference.
Oh, thank you, Carl, for pointing that out. I appreciate that. That was not my intent, but glad I did. So I think that's very smart of them to do this, because he's saying once we're discouraging people from just always wanting to give money out and telling them, we're not saying you can't help, but let me redirect your money to an actual place where we can make sure we're getting them the resources that they need to actually hopefully help get them out of this cycle of homelessness. I don't know. Listen to this, okay?
Yeah.
Listen to the numbers. So again, this is Douglas County in Colorado. The initiative, this whole thing started back in 2022. Number, and this is a smaller community, but number of people living on the streets there went from 43 people to 6 from 2022 to 2024. The total number of people sleeping outside or in their cars has been reduced by 50% since the summer of 2023.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty incredible. I think that's says something.
What city is this in?
This is Douglas County as a whole in Colorado.
Well, I know, but what city does that encompass? Do we know?
No, I think this is Douglas County as a county.
No. I understand that. Here's what they used to do in St. Louis City. This is years ago. I'm not saying they still do this. They would pick up the homeless people or the prostitutes, and they would take them and they would drop them off in the county, and then the county people would pick them up and bring them back and drop them off in the city.
It's Castle Rock.
It moves around. The problem moves around. I'm not saying that they didn't have some impact on it, but my suspicion is that when the honey hole dried up, they moved on to a different city where they could still stand out and panhandle, because it's the easiest way to do nothing and get enough money for your fix at the end of the day.
Okay, you're probably not wrong, but they do point out in this article how they saw a dramatic increase in the number of people in their shelters.
So it's Castle Rock, but it's also the DMA, which means the
Castle Pines, Castle Rock, Lone Tree, Parker, Larkspur, never heard of that.
It's part of the Denver area. It's like Denver.
It's south of Denver.
Yeah, yeah.
So they probably relocated to Denver proper, which is, you know, 72 square miles surrounded by reality, and they're just begging over there now. I'm sorry, I'm a cynic. I don't disagree with the fact that the county could direct that money more efficiently, probably, if you're going to donate $1 or $5 to the person standing at the end of the freeway. They probably can put it to a little bit better use than a bottle of Ripple.
Well, right. I mean, because ultimately you don't know where that money is going to go. You don't know if they're going to go buy food or if you're going to go buy cigarettes or liquor. Because I have run into people. In fact, I ran into somebody outside the grocery store a couple weeks ago, and I didn't have any cash on me, but I've offered to buy food for someone, and they've turned me down, you know? So I'm like, you really don't want the food you're claiming you want the money for. You want the money because then you can do whatever the heck you want with it, and I don't know about it because I walk away after that.
In Las Vegas, I saw an unhoused person.
You better be politically correct on this show. Mark demands it.
Yeah. He had a sign that said, "I'll be honest, it's for hookers and blow."
Well, you know, that's probably true for a lot of people, so at least
I
he's
might
honest.
Have donated to that guy. I did just for kicks.
I mean, that
at least he's honest.
We know that they're not out there, you know, going to buy themselves a
if you
sandwich
roll the window
cases.
Down and offer them a sandwich, they don't have any interest in that. They want the money because they want it for,
hookers
again, mental health or addiction problems is what you got going on there.
Right. I'm just saying, I think this is an interesting thing. Now, to your point, did some of these people go over to Denver or neighboring communities and just go set up their tent over there? Absolutely. That's probably a fair assumption. But I do think that I don't know. I think that it's worth a shot. I mean, all it is flyers that you
might
hand out.
It might help a few people.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, what we're doing here is clearly not working.
Well, what we did here was some, you know, goody two-shoes attorney took this to court and got it declared that you couldn't chase away the homeless from standing at the end of the freeway and begging for money at the off-ramp, right? You couldn't no longer charge them with a nuisance for doing that, that it was a violation of their rights. So they're on every street corner, right? That's what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And we asked for that problem, right? The court granted them the freedom to do that. The point is, don't roll the window down and give them anything.
Right. But
the woman standing out there who claims, "I have two children and can't pay the rent," and intentionally misspells words on the things, you feel even worse for her, is not there to support her two kids. She's there to support her crack.
It's like they can spell a really intense word like correctly, but like the word "the," they misspell. I think of like Big Daddy Heap Hop Anonymous. You give him all the easy ones. One of my favorite scenes from that movie.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, think of every, I know this won't happen because there's very liberal cities like St. Louis that want to give them, they're all about the handouts. But think if every city did this and people just really decreased the amount of money they were giving these people, they can't just go to Denver because they're not going to find people giving more money there. So
just break into your house.
Well,
so
there's
I'm
that.
I'm sorry.
That
they're going to come and get it one way or the other. I'm sorry. I'm just too cynical about the whole thing. And the fact that the thing that pisses me off on top of everything else is that the media in this country goes along with that nonsense. I want to be make me news director for a day, and I would just go through and erase all of that nonsense that we have to be politically correct with the words that we use and call somebody unhoused.
Mm-hmm.
You're unhoused, or you're a newcomer to this country. If you broke in, if you kicked in my front door and sat in my living room, You'd be a burglar. You wouldn't be a trespasser. You wouldn't be a newcomer. And I'd probably shoot you.
Right. If I don't
Wait a minute. I shouldn't have said that, but my staff will have to clean that up later.
If I don't have a car, I'm carless. I'm not uncarred. Okay? No one says that. If I don't have a dog, I guess I wouldn't say I'm dogless. That's weird, too. I had to say that one out loud. I'm undogged, okay?
You're undogged.
No, I'm undogged, Carl. How dare you? I'm offended by you not referring to the correct thing. I'm undogged.
Man, we need a good dose of common sense in this country. It's out of control. All right, coming up, we'll talk a little bit more about this situation with Officer David Lee, the fatal accident that claimed his life and who was responsible for it. We'll be right back. Well, you know, some days, like, days just suddenly get better, don't they, Kim St. Ange? Like, they go from 0 to 60 immediately.
Today is one of those days.
It is. When your friend Scott Schneider comes in from Donuts Delight, you know that's what's going on. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks.
How you doing?
I'm wonderful. You guys?
Oh, my goodness. I see 3 boxes of donuts over there. You the man. What's the matter, Carl?
He needs to be closer to the mic.
Oh, closer to the mic.
He's afraid of it.
I love the T-shirt, by the way. That's awesome. I don't even have you on camera right now, or I'd show it to people. It just says Trump 2024. That's fantastic. I reach out to Scott because our friend Tricia Everding now, I still want to call her Seekman. Our friend Tricia Seekman is coming in later this morning, and she's bringing her little baby boy, and we get to meet him for the first time. And Scott had said to me, hey, if you ever want me to bring some donuts down, I'll drop them off. And he's kind enough to do it in the 5 a.m. hour.
Anytime.
We got a lot of time to kill. She's not going to be here till closer to 9.
Or is there going to be anything left when
there
she
may not
here?
Be anything left.
There
There's
might
only
be two
3
boxes. Rather than
right?
3.
Extra chocolate Long Johns just in case.
Oh,
for
my goodness. Nice. How about that? With nothing in them, Carl.
Wow.
No vegetables or anything. You won't have to worry about it.
It's the custard scares some people.
Oh, I love the custard.
I know. I love it. But there are people that go, does this have custard in it? I don't know.
Are you talking about Mark?
Yeah. No. I don't mind custard. I prefer cream, actually. But that's just personal preference. Do you get people that are pretty nitpicky about things like that
Absolutely.
When they walk in?
Yeah.
Do you Absolutely. Have weird requests? People want like a special donut that has something weird in it?
They do. But, you know, we make so many different kinds. If you can't find something that you like,
mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah, no
what's wrong with
I'm
you?
Sorry.
What's the weirdest thing that somebody has? I don't even know if you do special requests.
We had one lady that would come in and wanted the vanilla fluff, which is also like an angel cream, with maple icing and coconut on top.
And you were able to accommodate her?
We did.
Huh. Wow.
That's cool.
We did. Yep.
Wow. I love that.
A lot of sugar.
Now, do you do the ones like with bacon and stuff like that on them?
We don't, because the bacon's so expensive.
Oh, sure.
A lot of people just don't want to pay that.
I'll bet.
Our most popular are the glaze and the glaze twist, for sure. And chocolate Long John's probably third in line. And then everything else just depends on the day.
Mm. Wow. So on an average day, Scott, what is the you're out of donuts. Are you more likely to be out of donuts by 11 a.m. on a Monday or a Friday, or how does that hit?
Usually Thursday and Friday.
Thursdays and Fridays?
Yeah.
Depending
on what's going on. It's got so much to do with what's going on around the county, whether they're doing, you know, the taste or any kind of a carnival or anything going on. That's got a lot to do with what we try to figure out for the day.
I'll bet it's just a math equation, right? You don't want to overcook. You don't want to have too many of them at the end of the day. You got just got to try to figure out what that sweet spot is.
Well, and the bad thing with us is ours has to be ready. We're not like a regular restaurant that when you order a steak, they cook it right then. So they've got everything prepped and ready to go. But we've got to have everything ready to go to put in the box when you come.
Which is why you work such crazy hours.
Yeah.
Where you work a true overnight shift.
It's a guess every day, for sure.
That's great. Well, thank you for all your support for us and for first responders. I know you've donated many, many dozens of donuts to first responders over the years. We appreciate that.
Right on. And we'll continue to do so if you let us.
Absolutely. Tell people the address again up there off of Dunn Road.
It is 3605 Dunn Road, right at the corner of Halls Ferry and 270.
It is Donut Delight, and if you haven't tried it, it'll make your mouth water. Let me tell you that. Scott, thanks for coming down.
Thank you very much, guys.
Great to see you, my friend. We do appreciate that. All right, we're going to get to a quick break here. Next hour, our friend Rick Stream Today is the first day you can vote in the November 5th election. We'll have all the details for you coming up.
Get more at 971talk.com.